Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Lead ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Takeoff 15 discount not applicable to partner-operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.
The Buffalo Bills are sitting pretty atop the AFC East, and much of that is thanks to the strong play of quarterback Josh Allen.
Josh Allen, it's easy. It's going to be a touchdown, Buffalo, and Tyler Croft from Josh Allen.
Today, The Athletic's Matt Fairburn on how the polarizing Bills quarterback has performed so far in 2020, and whether or not this is the breakout season that he and Bills fans have been waiting for.
I mean, that was legitimately the best month of quarterback play I've seen from a Buffalo Bills quarterback since I started covering the team in 2014.
From Wondery and The Athletic, I'm Kavitha Davidson.
And I'm Anders Kelto. It's Monday, October 19th, and this is The Lead.
It felt like something great was happening.
There was just something about the emotion and that moment.
The failures of the past don't matter because we've got this guy.
I have never seen anything like that.
That's not good news.
This isn't a story where you interview the athlete and go home. It stays with you.
So, Matt, last year, the Buffalo Bills were one of the surprise stories of the NFL, or at least it felt that way for much of the season. Coming into this year, what would you say were the expectations around this team?
I think the expectations were that not only would they build on what they did a year ago, but kind of sustain the success in the postseason. When your quarterback's in his third season, you've got your head coach in his fourth season, people were expecting that this team would contend for the division and win at least one playoff game, maybe host a playoff game. There are people that had really high expectations about this team.
The Buffalo Bills, you can easily say that this is their year, this is their division. So I like the Buffalo Bills to go to number one, win a division.
And internally, I think the expectations were they hadn't arrived unless they won the division and started hosting playoff games. And that's always been the goal for this regime. Basically, from the end of the season, they made a point to say they needed more weapons. They needed more on offense. They needed the offense to be better. And of course, naturally, you're thinking, all right, what are they going to do with that first round pick in a wide receiver class that was loaded? Brandon Bean decided that the immediate impact would be to go get a guy that's proven. And he traded for Stephon Diggs.
Buffalo going to get Stephon Diggs, a seventh rounder in the upcoming draft. Minnesota with a haul of picks for Diggs, the former fifth rounder.
They said no receiver in this class is going to be as good as Stephon Diggs will be. And the way Stephon Diggs has played through five games has certainly validated that.
So the Bills started out the season 4-0. Josh Allen was grabbing a ton of headlines. In your view, Matt, how good was he during that run?
He was excellent. He was among the best quarterbacks in the league through that stretch.
Allen puts it there under it. Wide open is Gabriel Davis for the Buffalo touchdown.
Josh Allen was a lot better than we've seen him. He was more accurate.
Up over the middle, dangerous pass, it's caught. Allen threading the needle to Diggs. Marvelous catch in traffic.
He was more confident pushing the ball down the field.
Allen taking a shot, wide open is Diggs. Deep inside Miami territory. Perfectly thrown pass as they burn him for 47.
He was a lot more confident in that first month, just pushing the ball down the field. You could see the instant chemistry with Stephon Diggs. That was legitimately the best month of quarterback play I've seen from a Buffalo Bills quarterback since I started covering the team in 2014.
Well, then last week, the Bills got absolutely hammered by the Titans.
Pressure's coming. He breaks away. He's got room to run. He's inside the 10 to the 5.
What did you think of Allen's performance in that game?
I think the main takeaway for me was that Josh Allen did not play his best. It was his worst game of the season. It was what you would consider probably a bad game for Josh Allen. And still within that, it was better than his bad games from a year ago. Some of his bad games a year ago would really hinder the passing offense and really hinder the overall team. And yes, he turned the ball over twice against the Titans, but he never seemed to lose control. He never seemed to panic or even look confused. He looked frustrated, but not confused. And I think that's the difference with him now as opposed to a year ago. So it wasn't as bad as we've seen him play, but it was just as bad as we've seen him play this year.
What did he have to say after the game?
He put a lot of it on himself.
You know, I got a little greedy on that one and can't do that, you know, throwing that interception there.
The defense didn't play well, and that would have been an easy crutch, but he also gave them short fields, and he acknowledged that and, you know, talked about protecting the football and all these things. Even after the wins, he's deflecting praise all over the place.
You know, the AFC Player of the Week, that's, in my opinion, it's not a huge deal for me. I think of it more as a team-oriented award. You know, it takes five-plus guys to block on every given play, and it takes your receivers to go get open and go catch the ball and make plays after the catch.
He's a guy that really understands his place on this team, and he understands what he needs to get better at, and having that awareness has helped him grow a lot over the offseason and into the first part of this season.
Josh Allen seems like one of those guys who people have really strong feelings about one way or the other. I mean, if you think back to when he first came into the league, people just loved arguing about him.
The real concern, Molly, guys, is the 56.2 completion percentage. No quarterback in the NFL came out of college with a lower one except Josh McCown. That is a concern.
And if anything, it seems like those debates have become even more pronounced during his time in the NFL.
And if the first thing ain't there for Allen, he ain't really got much else for you. Even look at that touchdown that he...
What is it that makes him so polarizing?
Josh Allen was the type of quarterback prospect that we've seen come around a lot. Really big, 6'5", 230. He can move. He's got the athleticism. He's got the rocket arm. He looks the part. But when you studied his stats, he wasn't accurate. He didn't play well against good competition. So there was a gap between people who got enamored with his traits and his personality and his prospect profile from a physical standpoint, and the people who studied years and years of data and analytics that suggested quarterbacks with that type of statistical profile don't often succeed in the NFL. And I think, as tends to happen, people got entrenched on either side. And there were a lot of moments in the first couple years in the league that could confirm either side, depending on what you wanted.
There's always going to be people that tell you, you know, you're not any good, or you can't do this, can't do that.
When I asked him about it earlier this season, his response was that he's always been doubted.
And I was a guy that had no offers out of high school, and I didn't let that get to me, and I put my head down and I worked.
He had to go to junior college and end up at Wyoming. He still didn't have many offers coming out of junior college. And so it's kind of been ingrained in him since he was younger that people aren't going to buy into him. People aren't going to believe in him. And I think he feels extremely comfortable in the fact that the Bills organization believes in him so strongly, that these are guys that not only invested a top 10 pick in him, but gave him the patience to develop.
I know that players will almost always support their quarterback when they're speaking publicly. But Matt, you've spent a lot of time around these guys. Do you have the sense that his teammates really believe in him?
I do. And you know what's interesting is after he was drafted, talking to an area scout who studied his area and interviewed him, one of the criticisms of him was there were people in the scouting community who did not believe he would be a guy that could come in and command a locker room. And I had that in the back of my mind going into Josh Allen's rookie season and sort of got a different impression when I was in the locker room and talking to guys. And when I relayed that back to the scout, he said, well, what choice do they have? Players are going to support their quarterback. That's what they do. The difference is the way the guys talk about him, and there's a difference in how they play for him. After the Rams game, which was one of the crazier games they've played this year, they allowed this huge second half comeback, and then they had that fourth quarter drive.
On third and 22, open is Beasley. He's going to get the first down.
And they had Josh Allen calm everybody down, lead them down the field.
For the end zone, touchdown, Buffalo, Tyler Croft. The Bills have the lead with 15 seconds left.
Throw a touchdown and win the game. And after that game, Cole Beasley just called him a baller.
He's just a baller and a grinder. So, you know, we'll put everything on the line for him. I'll put my body on the line for him because I know he'll do the same.
And the way Cole Beasley said it, too, was like he was almost sick of being asked the question. Like, look, you guys know who this guy is. We know who this guy is. This doesn't surprise us anymore. And Tyler Kroft, who caught the game-winning touchdown in that game, brought up the way that Josh Allen's stiff-arming guys.
You see it out there. He's trying to stiff-arm four dudes and still throw the ball down. He's a competitive guy, and he's going to put us in a position to win every time.
Jordan Poyer was like, man, I don't know if I could deal with that because there's people pulling at him from every direction.
It's crazy. You know, you see all the Josh Allen naysayers, this, that, or the other, man. The dude just continues to come out and balls every week. He's our captain, and we're going to ride behind him, you know, win, lose, or draw.
There's no naysayers in that building. There's no naysayers in that locker room. And, you know, these guys get that.
The Lead is brought to you by FanDuel. Every week this football season, I've been playing against friends on FanDuel. And this season, there's a brand new way to play fantasy football on FanDuel. Introducing Best Ball Contests, the simplest way to play season-long fantasy. In a best ball contest, there's no lineups to set, no waivers to claim, and no trades to make. Simply draft 20 players through your traditional snake draft format. Then every week, you'll automatically get points for your top 9 performers at set positions. At the end of the season, the teams with the top scores take home the cash. Best ball contests have a 12-player max, so don't worry if you're not a seasoned fantasy pro. And if you want to try your hand at best ball but missed out on the start of the season, FanDuel is now offering partial season best ball contests. Enter a best ball league by October 5th to play from weeks 9 through 16. You can enter a free contest or play for as little as $1. If you're new to FanDuel, you can even get a 20% bonus on your first deposit, up to $500, when you sign up with our code LEAD. So download the FanDuel Fantasy app today and be sure to use promo code LEAD.
Every 26 seconds, there's a break-in in this country. But with SimpliSafe Home Security, you can protect your entire home around the clock. It is serious, lasting protection, and it only takes a simple 30-minute setup. You'll even get a free security camera when you protect your home today. More on that in just a second. SimpliSafe is an award-winning arsenal of sensors and security cameras that blankets every inch of your home. And you can set up SimpliSafe yourself in just a few minutes without any tools or wiring. No technician or salesperson has to step foot in your home. Plus, there's no contract, no installation costs. And it's why U.S. News & World Report named SimpliSafe Best Overall Home Security of 2020. Kat here at Wondery says, I sometimes forget I even have a system set up. That's how seamlessly it has integrated with my home. Right now, visit simplisafe.com/lead and get a free security camera plus a 60-day risk-free trial with any new system order. There is nothing to lose. Go today to simplisafe.com/lead. That's simplisafe.com/lead.
If you travel for work, you know to pack 2 suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/youknowbusiness.
Well, Matt, the Bills square off against the defending Super Bowl champion Chiefs on Monday night. What will you be watching for in that game?
What I liked about what Josh Allen said this week leading into the game was that I need to keep up with Patrick Mahomes. This is the way the league is going. And so I think it's the quarterback matchup. It's seeing if Josh Allen can keep pace with a guy who is the measuring stick. He is the guy that's won the league MVP, the guy that's won a Super Bowl and a Super Bowl MVP. So it's really going to be one of those matchups that the Bills haven't been in a long time, where they feel like they have the offense to keep up with a team that plays as fast and as wide open as the Chiefs do.
Is it safe to say that the only way the Bills win this is if Josh Allen totally lights up the scoreboard and they win in a shootout?
You know, I feel like to some extent, Josh Allen needs to play the way he played in the first month of the season. And it's not to say that the Bills defense can't slow Patrick Mahomes down, but you're not stopping Patrick Mahomes. You're not keeping him under 25 points realistically. So yeah, it will come down to Josh Allen in a lot of ways. He will need to play the way he played in the first month of the season, avoid the turnovers, and prove that in a game where it's likely there's going to be a run on scoring at some point where the Chiefs get on a roll and score a few touchdowns quickly, that he can maybe prove he plays from behind at times, or at least not let the game get too big for him.
And finally, Matt, it's been 25 years since the Bills won the AFC East. Do you think Josh Allen and the Bills will win the division this year?
That's the million-dollar question. They've got as good a shot as they've had in a long, long time. And with everything going on in New England, they've had a rough few weeks with the virus and everything else. If they don't win it this year, they're running out of excuses. They have this commanding lead in the division in some ways, an early lead that they're not accustomed to. But reflexively, I just can't pronounce them division favorites until I see them play the Patriots. They haven't done it yet. They haven't beat the Patriots since Sean McDermott arrived. Josh Allen has never beat the Patriots. So until I see how they look and how they defend Cam Newton, I'm still a little bit hesitant.
Well, Matt, thanks so much for coming on the show, and it'll be fun to watch this unfold.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
You can follow Matt Fairburn's Bills coverage and check out his podcast, The Buffalo Beat, at theathletic.com. From Wondery and The Athletic, I'm Andres Kelto. See you tomorrow.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.